From the Sky News Centre at 7, the father of 10-year-old Sara Sharif called police from Pakistan and admitted he killed her at their Surrey home, a court has heard. Irfan Sharif rang officers last August when he and his family had already fled the UK. Sara suffered dozens of injuries. Saba Chowdhury is at the Old Bailey.
The court also heard about a note that Irfan Sharif left next to Sara's body discovered by the police. And on that, it read, "I swear to God, my intention was not to kill her, but I lost it. I am running away because I am scared."
Three members of the family deny murder. The Chancellor has announced £60 billion of new investment in the UK economy. Rachel Reeves has been addressing bosses at the International Investment Summit, where banks, private equity firms and tech giants have been mingling. Lebanon's health ministry says 21 people have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in the north of the country. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is demanding peacekeepers working for the United Nations in Lebanon withdraw. Former Irish Army captain Dr. Tom Clonan served with the group and claims this is a politically motivated request.
Unlike that was the case in Gaza, you know, we're witnessing, observing, recording and reporting everything that Hezbollah are doing and also what the Israeli operations are doing, you know, specifically with regard to the laws of international conflict.
The UK has announced sanctions on senior figures in the Iranian army and air force. It follows Iran's multiple rocket attack on Israel on the 1st of October. In sport, Wales look to maintain their unbeaten run in the Nations League when they host Montenegro in the next hour. Carl Darlow is given a starting goal, while Joe Allen is among the substitutes. And a NASA spacecraft has launched from Florida. Called Europa Clipper, it's on a mission to establish whether Jupiter's icy moon Europa could support life. That's the latest. I'm Lisa Mac.
From the Borough Radio Newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. Councils in Wales are facing unsustainable financial pressure over the next 5 years. That's the warning from the Welsh Local Government Association, who are calling on ministers to stump up more cash. Cardiff Council is facing a budget gap of nearly £50 million next year, while Vale Council may need to try and find more than £9 million in savings. A footballer had his kneecap smashed by an armed gang after a match. Detectives say the 32-year-old suffered a life-changing injury when violence broke out at the Eastern Leisure Centre in Llanrymney. A group carrying weapons and wearing face coverings is said to have attacked several players. An investigation is continuing. A cargo firm is preparing to launch regular freight services to China from Wales this week. Cardiff Airport will become the second UK base of European cargo when flights begin on Wednesday. Bosses say it could open up new trade markets for Wales as well as create employment opportunities. A recruitment drive is underway. In sport, Wales look to extend their unbeaten start in the Nations League when they face Montenegro later. Craig Bellamy's side drew 2-2 in Iceland after letting a 2-0 lead slip on Friday night, but captain Ben Davis feels they're benefiting from a change in their style of play.
We're really trying to dominate the game with the ball, and we've shown over time that we can be good without it, so it's maintaining those levels. But you've seen that in the games that we've played, we've tried to start on the front foot, we've tried to dominate the ball, and we've tried to create as many chances playing good football as we can.
In form winger Brennan Johnson misses tonight's game in Cardiff due to suspension. And Barry Town United made it 3 wins on the trot in the Adram Premier. Eddie Priest scored the only goal to beat Wrexham 1-0 at Jenner Park yesterday. They're now into the top half of the table.
Now. Here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. But she's never in the way. Always something nice to say. Leave her on her own.
sees me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about a little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, 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 yeah. She's a
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's that time of night again on Monday for your Monday night sports show here with me, Mike Fowler. So what have we got to look forward to in today's show? So we're going to have a review of a bumper action in the football for the teams around the Vale. We're also going to have a look at how the Vale rugby teams got on over the weekend. And we've got a fantastic interview with two people who are looking at bringing Gaelic football to the Vale. All that and more still to come here.
Could you be a teenage idol? Could you be a movie star? When I turn on my TV, will you smile and wave at me, telling Oprah who you are? So you want to be a rock star with blue-eyed bunnies in your bed? Well, remember when you're rich that you sold yourself for this. You'll be famous 'cause you're dead. So don't go higher for desire. Put it in your head, baby, Hollywood is dead. You can find it in yourself. I don't want to take you dancing, oh, when you're dancing with the world. You can flash your caviar in your million-dollar car. I don't need that kind of girl. Be the next sensation, or will you set the latest style? You don't need a catchy song, 'cause the kids will sing along when you sell it with a smile. So don't go higher for desire. Put it in your head, baby, Hollywood is dead. You can find it in yourself. So don't fly.
Keep on loving what is true.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So we're going to start looking at the football action that took place over the weekend here in the Vale. And Barrytown United returned to winning ways in the Cymru Premier after beating Britton Ferry 3-1 on Saturday. Manager Steve Jenkins was seeking response following their 4-1 defeat at Pennebont last weekend. Left-back Josh Beecher was handed his first start since joining on loan from Cardiff City, replacing Joshua Wolf following his red card at the 5 Mile Lane derby. Beecher went on to make a swift impact when 10 minutes in he beat Ferry defender to the ball at the left flank before he slid it into the path of Keenan Patton, who struck from the edge of the box for his third league goal of the season. But Britton Ferry responded just 2 minutes later after Luke Rees's clearance fell straight to Ellis Page, who made the most of the keeper's lapse and drilled home the equaliser. Top scorer Ollie Hulbert pressed hard to restore the lead, bringing out two fine saves from visiting keeper Rees Wilson, but on 37 minutes a corner nodded on from a goalmouth scramble was teed up at range for Elliot Richards, whose volley landed in the net to retake the lead and claim his first goal of the campaign. Barry sealed the points 10 minutes into the second half when Ben Margetson fed the ball through to Keenan Patton, who beat a defender before delivering across to Hulbert, who poked home at close range to make it 7 league goals so far this season. A 4th league win of the campaign leaves Barry in 8th and still just 2 points off the top half of the table as the first phase of the Cymru Premier passes its halfway point. Next up is a Tuesday night trip to mid-table Newtown before Barry get their Welsh Cup campaign on Saturday when they take on Coed Ely at Jenner Park. And in the Adran Premier, Barrytown United moved into the top half with a 1-0 win over Wrexham on Sunday. It's now 3 straight wins for Stevie McCarthy Campbell's side, who are enjoying their best start of the season since the top flight of Welsh football was revamped in 2021. But the Hollywood-backed Reds arrived at Jenner Park determined to build on their first win of the campaign at bottom club Aberystwyth last weekend. Lucy Atwood saw an early effort blocked by visiting keeper Molly Craven, but it was Wrexham who dominated possession in the first half and they found themselves being frustrated by the Barry defence. Keeper Molly Hansen made a superb save to deny Abby Edendon, whilst Jasmine Turner's effort in the second half was kept out by Craven. But the turning point came in the 74th minute when Wrexham sub Erin Lovett was shown a straight red just 2 minutes after coming off the bench for denying a clear goal-scoring opportunity. Barry ensured the Reds went further punished barely a minute later as sub Ellie Priest beat a goalmouth scramble to tap home past Craven and put the hosts ahead. Ingrid Adland went close to adding a second in the closing stages when her free kick went narrowly wide off the post. Barry are unbeaten in their last 4 games, with Anson claiming her 3rd clean sheet of the season and are 4th in the table, with Barry, Cardiff City and the New Saints just 1 point off league leaders Britton Ferry. So then attention now turns to the Butte Energy Welsh Cup next Sunday as Barry make the short trip to Cardiff Met for the first round. And Llantwit Major have also been quite busy in the last week and they began their latest Fenix Trophy journey with a 7-2 defeat to Bircham Sport in the first round of their first leg clash. The Cymru South club were visitors at Belgium Amateur League side before a capacity crowd of 1,500 on the outskirts of Antwerp on Wednesday night. The two sides will meet again in a return leg in Bridgend next month, but Bircham, who have won just 1 league game so far this season, raced into the lead as Kelvin Owusu broke the deadlock in the first minute. Before the first half hour was up, Owusu had claimed a hat-trick with Ambrose Frimpomp scoring the host's 3rd goal from a corner. But Llantwit, who were unbeaten in their last 7 league games, pulled one back as sub Josh Morgan headed past the keeper on 33 minutes. Yet barely 2 minutes later, Bircham restored their 4-goal lead via Brendan Lambertsch. 6 minutes after the break, Llantwit youth product Madison Armstrong, who made his first team debut in July, scored his first senior goal from a corner. but Bertram still found the net twice in the second half with his superb Len Venikin strike and a Nikola Perzic penalty put the Belgians in cruise control. Lantwit admitted afterwards they'd been taught a lesson by Bertram, but nothing could take away the occasion and another unique excursion into European football. A club spokesman tweeted, "We cannot thank our fans who travelled tonight enough. Non-stop singing throughout the game and huge appreciation for the boys and the hard work." The second leg takes place at the STM Glass Stadium on Wednesday the 13th of November. And it was really busy for Lantwit because 48 hours after coming home, they were in Cymru South action against Newport City, where they actually drew 1-1. Lantwit were able to put an impressive shift in for a well-earned point as they turned their attentions back to domestic matters. One of Lantwit Major's now seasoned internationals, Jack Lansdowne, made a crucial early save to deny Callum Bateman from Richard Knowles' free kick. The hosts themselves went close to going ahead when Matty Kimmins latched on to Lansdowne's clearance, only to be thwarted by visiting keeper Sam Burden. But City took the lead on the half-an-hour mark when a scramble for Knowles' corner saw Luke Cooper poke the ball home past Lansdowne. Lantwit's response came within a minute from Tom Tweedy's set-piece, which was initially blocked by Burden before Johan Emmanuel struck from the rebound. Chances were more sparing for both sides in the second half, with the pick of which came from Jack Barrow's header that went just wide of the net. Lantwit are now unbeaten in their last 8 league games, although 3 of the last 4 have produced the same 1-1 scoreline. They drop to 8th in the table as attention turns to next Saturday's Welsh Cup second round tie against Ardle South West club Morriston. And still to come, we've got the rest of the football action from the Vale.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
There's never been a better time to join Penarth Athletic Club. With membership starting at just £20, enjoy a great family-friendly atmosphere. We hold regular events and great food is often available from our band of pop-up restaurant friends. Why not book your next private party or function with us and celebrate your special occasion with hassle-free catering and entertainment available too. Penarth Athletic Club. Call or text us on our dedicated reservation number 077 612 46809 or find us on Facebook at Penarth Athletic Club.
The team that brought you the sellout productions of Little Shop of Horrors and The Vicar of Dibley are back at Roos Community Centre this November from the 21st to the 23rd. Array Theatre Productions proudly presents the Stephen Sondheim classic, Company, a musical comedy, featuring Sondheim's award-winning songs You Could Drive a Person Crazy, The Ladies Who Lunch, Side by Side by Side, and the iconic Being Alive. Let's all drink to that. Tickets now available for just £15. Book yours today at companytickets.co.uk.
Sullivan's Greengrocer has been providing local people with their five-a-day for over 50 years, and we now offer next-day delivery when you shop online. We've fruit and veg boxes bursting with in-season produce. You can also build your own box. Barry, Penarth, Llantwit Major, Dinas Powys, Sully, Roos. Wherever you are across the Vale of Glamorgan, Sullivan's Greengrocer deliver direct to your door between 6 and 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Message us on Facebook or Instagram for 15% off your first box. Place your order today. Just search Sullivan's Greengrocer online.
From Sully to St Hilary,
the Vale's local radio station.
What magic spells we'll be doing for us. And I'm giving all my love to this world, only to be told I can see, I can breathe, no, not where we'll be. And nothing's gonna change the way we live, cause we can always take but never give. And now the things are changing for the worse. See, whoa, it's a crazy world we're living in, and I just can't see that half of us. Made up virtual insanity. Now, oh, yeah.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with Mike Fowler. And now we're going to give you the rest of the selected football results from around the Vale. And in the Cymru South, Caerphilly Ely lost 1-2 against Llanelli Town. Ethan Cann started the scoring for the away team. Jack Ashford levelled the match for Caerphilly Ely. But in the second half, Bradley Gibbons restored the away side's lead. The match ended with no more goals. Caerphilly Ely are now fourth in the Cymru South. Next up for Caerphilly Ely is an away game in the FAW Cup at Barry Town. And Ely Rangers won 2-1 against Port Talbot Town. Alex Long scored first for Rangers. Michael Morris got one back for the away team before Thomas Bell scored for Rangers with 10 minutes left to play. Ely Rangers sit third in the table with a game against Cardiff Airport next up on Saturday for them. And Dinas Powys beat Heal Gerog Red Lion Community in the Hugh James SWFA Senior Cup 4-2. All four goals for the home team were in the first half, scored by William Thomas, Isaac Follin, and two for Jack Harold. Matthew Saunders and Nathan Constance got consolation goals for the away team. Next up for Dinas is a return to league action on Saturday at home to Avon United. And in the international scene, on Friday, Wales took on Iceland, drawing 2-2 in the Nations League clash. Brennan Johnson and Harry Wilson scoring for Wales, before Thomason pulled one back for Iceland and a Danny Ward own goal left the match all square. Wales sits second in the Nations League group and play Montenegro tonight in Cardiff. And we're going to be bringing you some of the action from the rugby around the Vale coming up soon. This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So, Bari remain without a win in the Admiral League after a 32-15 defeat at St Joseph's in Division 1 East Central. A much improved performance at Misercoyd Road on Saturday saw the Bombers double their try tally for the season, but they were left counting the cost of errors with their early and late scores not enough to save them from a 4-straight defeat. Barry's pack endured a difficult first half against a more streetwise homemade, but unforced errors, mainly in the line-out, also put them under pressure, something they've largely managed to cut out in the second half. "We have to tighten up," said head coach Mike Morgan. "At this level, mistakes cost points, so we have to minimise mistakes. It's fine margins. Too many mistakes in line-outs cost us, and probably two St Joseph tries wouldn't have happened but for those errors. We have to sharpen up in certain areas." Some questionable official decisions put Barry on the back foot in the first half. St Joe's driving scrum claimed two tries before the interval, and they had a bonus of a penalty try 5 minutes into the second half. Barry started well, with Rhys Powell giving them the lead after 8 minutes, bursting through a couple of tackles to round off early pressure. "We asked them to start well," said Morgan, "and you can't start better than that." But as decisions went against them, together with self-inflicted line-up problems, it needed a dogged defensive display to restrict St Joe's to a 10-5 interval lead. Despite a far more effective Barry line-up in the second half, St Joe's managed to add a fourth following a fortuitous bounce and a fifth from a driving line-out the one time Barry couldn't stop it. "At all other times, our pack did a great job on that," said Morgan. "I did like the way, well, we stuck to the game plan. Carried really well, supported really well, and our defence was generally good. There was much more togetherness on the park, and that's down to consistency in training, consistency in the team we're putting out." Unfortunately, Barry's second half improvement only paid off late on, with Allard Rees taking a quick tap in the 70th minute and darting through for their second try, and Alan Evans driving over on 77 minutes with quick hands setting up the opening. But the last word went to St Joe's, whose penalty with the clock in red increased the margin of defeat. Meanwhile, Joe Gatt suffered an ankle injury 10 minutes into the second half and was taken to hospital. He'll be having physio on a sprained ankle, which will see him sidelined for an indefinite period. Elsewhere in the Vale, Penarth got back to winning ways with a 32-25 victory to Abercynon. Cowbridge retained their 100% start to Division 2 with a 31-23 win at home to Cardiff Quins. But Lantwick Major's mixed start in Division 3 continued with a 54-5 defeat to early leaders CR Cymru Caerdydd. In Division 4, Dinas Powys ran out 38-20 winners at Oed Iltians, and in Division 5, Oed Penarthians went down 38-3 at Caerdydd. There are home games for both Division 1 teams next Saturday, when Barry entertain Rubina and Penarth take on Porth Harlequins. Still to come, we're going to go back to football with an interview, but it's football not as you know it.
This is Bro Radio.
Experienced cleaners deserve more, and More Cleaning are looking for more cleaners to join our team. We can offer you guaranteed hours, a company pension, a great rate of pay, and we're big on career progression too. So talk to us today and you could soon be on our onboard training programme, ready to be part of our exciting journey. Find out more at more. That's morcleaning.co.uk. More Cleaning, multi-award winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth.
Are your feet holding you back? Then visit the Vale Foot Clinic for all your podiatry and chiropody needs. We are HCPC registered podiatrists that have been caring for the Vale for over a decade, offering a number of services including gait analysis, shockwave therapy, and highly effective treatments for verruca and ingrown nails. With clinics in Barry and Dinas, visit the Vale Foot Clinic for professional, client-centered treatment. Call to book on 01446 677 or visit podiatrywales.co.uk.
What's in the box?
What's in the box just got a little bit bigger. Guessing what's inside correctly will win you a £100 Love to Shop voucher. So what do you think's inside? Register to play at broradio.fm/box. You have to be over 18 and a resident of the Bro Radio broadcast area. And I could be giving you a call tomorrow morning after 8 a.m.
Your next chance to play What's in the Box is tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Register to play at broradio.fm. Bro Radio's What's in the Box.
If you fancy a visit to the shops, have to get the kids to school, or fancy a night out with the girls, call Vale Taxis on Barry 747666. We're Barry's reliable taxi service and will always greet you with a smile. Vale Taxis are family run and always on time. So if you've got to be somewhere fast, you know who to call. Vale Taxis on Barry 747666.
The ASA regulates UK ads across all media, including radio, to make sure they stick to the rules. You should be able to trust the ads you hear, whether you love them or hate them. So we're by your side and keeping our ears open, because every little helps. The ASA, keeping ads legal, decent, honest and truthful. Oh, yes.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station.
Everybody's talking at me, I can't hear what they say. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare, I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Backing off of the northeast wind and sailing on summer breeze. Tripping over the ocean like a stone. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Backing up in the northeast wind and sailing on summer breeze. Dripping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. So, last week I sat down with Matt Hutchinson and Tiernan O'Hagan, who were giving me the lowdown about Gaelic football and bringing it to the Vale and encouraging the school children of the Vale to take up the sport. So, enjoy. So, it's Mike here from your Monday Night Sports Show, and I'm here with Matt Hutchinson, who's a teacher at Bromoganog, and Tiernan O'Hagan, who's a teacher at St. Patrick's in Grangetown, and they're going to talk to us about Gaelic football and bringing it to the Vale. So, Tiernan and Matt, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us, Mike.
So, Gaelic football. So, we've probably got not many listeners who know much about Gaelic football. So, Matt, first to you. Can you just give us a little bit of an insight into Gaelic football? And obviously, with your accent, you weren't brought up with it. So, how did you get involved?
So, I lived abroad for years and years and years. But in 2019, I took a teaching job north of Dubai. And I've played football all my life, and when I was there, I saw a poster in a bar, and it was advertised looking for footballers, so I thought, that's perfect, I'll go and play football. So I turned up at a field, and it was Gaelic football, and I literally had no clue what was going on. I didn't understand the rules, but I just fell in love with it straight away. It was like the biggest welcome, really supportive group of players. It was just brilliant. And from that moment on, I've pretty much become obsessed with the sport. My son plays it as well. He got involved. It was the welcome, the positivity, yeah. So it was an accident. It was a complete fluke, really, that I got into it.
Sometimes the best things are for accident as well.
Yeah,
and then, so we've heard sort of Matt's introduction to Gaelic football. I think yours is going to be slightly different. So we just have a background about yours.
Slightly different introduction for myself. I think it was about year two I was introduced to the sport. I lived about 50 metres from the local Gaelic football pitch, so Gaelic football is the number one sport in Ireland, and it's well ingrained within Irish culture. So from no age, I was spending time down at the pitch kicking football. And yeah, anywhere that I go, I'm now living in Cardiff, and anywhere I go in the world, I try to find a Gaelic football team.
So what you said, anywhere in the world, so how big, for people who don't know, how big is the sport? I know it's big in Ireland, but sort of worldwide.
Well, I think you have to consider the mass emigration of Irish people around the world, and anywhere that an Irish person goes, there's probably going to be a Gaelic football team that has been set up. Mm-hmm. The Cardiff Gaelic football team was set up in 1956. There's teams in Australia, there are teams in Scandinavian countries, there are teams in America, South America, all over the world. You'll probably find a Gaelic football team in a heavily populated city across the world, Matthew.
Yeah, the Middle East, I mean, there was like four or five teams in Dubai, two in Abu Dhabi, there was teams in Saudi Arabia. I'd never known anything like it, really. And it was, again, when these teams got together, I don't know, the spirit, everything, it was just addictive, really. Like, yeah, it was brilliant.
Yeah, and I mean, already, we've only been talking for a few minutes, and I know we've had a little chat before we started recording, but the enthusiasm from the pair of you talking about it, I mean, it just oozes through. And the enthusiasm, is that why you wanted to bring Gaelic football into the Vale then?
Yeah, so when I came back to Barry in 2021, since that moment, I've tried to, like, I got involved with CAV GAA immediately with St Columbkilns, and I'm lucky enough to be a teacher, and whenever I've gone to teach, I've tried to get more kids playing the game. What I'm trying to do really is make our team more sustainable, because we're very lucky. We have a lot of people come to Cardiff to work, to study, but people leave ultimately. So since I live in Barry, what I'm trying to do is to get more schools and kids aware of the game, playing the game, and hopefully make it sustain in Barry, and then the players we have here might be able to feed into a youth team in Cardiff, and then as the years go on, we'll have that base of Welsh-based players, which is what happens in London, America. It's completely self-sustaining, these clubs. That's the aim.
And what's the support you're getting from the schools in
I've had Bangor? Amazing support. I mean, I'm about to finish the first of a six-week block. I've been a High Street Primary, and I want to give a particular mention to Gareth McPherson, the deputy head teacher. He's absolutely bought into it. The support he's given me in running the club with year five and year six has been beyond, really. The children have loved it. He said the children have been inspired to play at lunchtimes now. You're saying the children are asking to play Gaelic football rather than football at lunchtimes and break times. I've been at Romilly Primary. I'm going to St Helens after half term. I'm running a club in the primary school at Bromogannog. I'm running a lunchtime club at the high school at Bromogannog. What I find is, once the kids get into it, they're loving it. There's this kind of organised chaos about the game they love.
The sport sells itself. You find that because there's so many transferable skills, you can kick it, you can bounce it, you can run in any direction, you can kick it over the bar, you can kick it into the goals like you do in soccer. So this sport sells itself. So you find that children who are introduced to the sport just fully immerse themselves in it because they love it.
Yeah, they've got, you know, there's a lot of kids around here who play rugby. The skills from rugby transfer in, the skills from football. The kids are just like running around like maniacs. They can get into it as well. So it's something for everyone, really.
So what's the biggest barrier to them picking up Gaelic football? And when I say barrier, I mean obviously sort of football and rugby are quite popular sports. So what's the first thing that you've got to say to them? No, you're allowed to do that potentially they wouldn't be allowed to do in other sports.
The first thing I've had a lot of kids ask is there an offside? Interestingly, and once they realise there's no offside and you can literally go anywhere, there's like this kind of light bulb moment I've seen go on in kids' heads, and they're away. It's almost like you've got to kind of rein them in a bit, but it's almost like that lack of kind of structure that's the appeal of the game, I think, for children.
Yeah, whenever they're exposed to it, you can kick the ball out of your hands, a bit like a goalkeeper in a soccer match. They can, like you said, run in any direction. There's contact as well. It's a bit more physical than a football, like a soccer match. Yeah.
But without the, you know, like in rugby, when you get dragged down, there's none of that. And I think for some of the children, that's quite good. They quite like that they're not going to get injured.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And so for people who don't know anything about Gaelic football, can you explain the scoring behind
it? Yeah, okay. So Gaelic football's played on a pitch that's slightly bigger than a rugby field. The goals look the same, but actually the crossbar is lower and there's a net. So there will be a goalkeeper. It's 15 a side. If you can kick the ball into the net, that's worth 3 points. And if you kick the ball over the bar, that's worth 1 point. That's the aim of the game, to score the most points.
Okay. And is there anything like corners or throw-ins or anything like that in the game?
We call them a sideline ball, so it's kind of like a throw-in, but you kick it out of your hands. And if it hits off the opposition and goes out for like what you might classify as a corner, it comes out for what we call a 45, so you get a 45-yard shot at goal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a bit like almost like a drop goal from rugby, or would that be? I'm just trying to.
It's a placed ball, so the ball has to be placed on the ground. You have to kick it from the floor, and you have to try and kick it.
45. Okay.
It's a difficult enough skill to.
Yeah, I'm just trying to picture 45 yards. Yeah. And
Matt's brilliant at them.
Is he?
I'm one of the best scorers actually ever from Barry. The thing about the game is the fitness levels you need. They're actually, because the pitch is bigger. I mean, kicking a ball 45 yards dead from the ground is. It's something else, like, yeah. So there is the level of fitness is, well, more than football, I found, like, yeah.
Yeah. And is there anything else? I've seen snippets of it, and I know that you can't just tuck the ball under your arm and run 100, 120 metres with it. Is there any other technicalities?
Yeah, it's quite technical where in the men's game, you can't just pick the ball off the floor. You have to sort of chip it up into your hands. The women's game is slightly different, where you can just scoop it up out of your hands. And every 4 steps, you have to sort of make a play. So that can be either a solo, which is like a toe tap. You're kicking it from your foot back to your hands as you run, or you can bounce it. But we can get technical about it, where you can't bounce it 2 times in a row.
Okay.
So you can toe tap it as many times as you want and bounce it once and back to your hands. But yeah. You call that a double hop if you bounce it twice. Yeah,
the kids love that actually. Like, yeah, when the film we're doing it with the kids, they're way like LeBron James bouncing that ball around. Like, yeah, so it's almost like come back.
You it's a difficult enough side, skill to master the toe tap, like running at speed and kicking the ball from your foot back to your hands.
And you said there's a bit of physicality, but not what we would think in rugby. So how do obviously a misplaced pass or if you were to mess up a toe tap or something like that, the opposition could get it. But how else do they, how does a tackle look?
Well, technically, we teach players to tackle the ball. In the men's game, you can be a little bit more physical with that. So you can put your body in front of the player. You can go hit them shoulder to shoulder. The women's game is strictly no contact, although the rules do vary a little bit, depend on the referee. They might let a few things go in the match. But yeah, it's mostly shoulder-to-shoulder contact. Shoulder-to-shoulder.
With the children, I'm strictly, you're trying to tackle the ball. That's it, like, yeah.
So a little bit like basketball, trying to knock
the
ball.
Yeah, you're sort of shadowing them and trying to get the ball, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And with it, I mean, it sounds a really exciting, dynamic sport. What do you think of someone who's maybe, like myself, slightly beyond my fitness prime,
Mike, all you need is enthusiasm. As long as you're bringing the level of enthusiasm in, you'd be more than welcome to come and join us. We're always looking for new players.
I think I might be bringing my sick note in as well, if I'm honest. Mum, you best get one written. So going back serious now, a little bit. So you said there's always a role for everyone. I mean, I'm assuming, like any sort of organisation, it's not just the playing side of it. You would need volunteers for other things as well. Is that kind of the same with the Cardiff?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I think it must be pointed out that myself and Matt aren't the first to come about to try and pursue youth agenda within the club. There have been guys previous to us. I know Phil and Michael Brannigan as well were two guys from the club who have pursued it. Now it's myself and Matt's turn doing it. We're heavily reliant on volunteers. We do this free of charge in our own time just for the love of the game and to try and expose as many people to the sport as we can. The club itself, we talk about sport, but it's also a bit of a community, a home away from home for a lot of Irish people, and then also for the likes of Matt. I'm a shout out to my wife as well, who's got involved in the club, who's Welsh herself. Yeah, they wholeheartedly just get involved within the club and help out as much as they can.
It's the welcome again. That's what I found. It was the same when I came back to Cardiff. Exactly, there seems to be a theme that runs through all these GAA clubs, and it's, you know, what's the motto of the GAA? Is where we all belong, and that sums it up really.
Oh, that's a great motto.
Everyone has a place within the club.
That's absolutely great. To find that. So, what are your seasons like? How long is a season? When does it start? When does it finish?
At the moment, where there's nothing happening through the winter, but then maybe like January, February time, training will start up again. We train over in Pontcanna, which is the pitch pretty much behind the cricket ground in Cardiff. January, February time, we'll start training, and then we go into league and championship. There's other teams around. There's a team in Newport called Pride of Erin, Bristol Harps. There's teams, obviously in London, there's hundreds of teams down there. But we play in a little league in what's called Gloucestershire. But the Gloucestershire region covers South Wales, the West Country. It's a huge area.
So yeah, I think five teams in our league.
Five teams, yeah.
So we could be travelling to the likes of Brighton for a match, on a Saturday morning. Yeah.
Bournemouth, we played away at Bournemouth. Yeah. There's teams that come up from Cornwall. There's a team in Cornwall called St Piran's, and they travel from Cornwall all the way up this way to play sometimes.
Oh, it's a bit of a trek.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
It's a big commitment.
Mm. Yeah. And going back to bringing it to the to the Vale and to the youth, does it cost much to start for someone just wanting to play?
Nothing. As long as you've got a pair of trainers or a pair of boots if you're on grass, there's literally nothing else you need. Nothing. It's incredibly low cost, Gaelic football.
And I think that's great, especially with what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Something you... pair of trainers, enthusiasm, and that's it.
I mean, the GAA is volunteer-led. There's no... I mean, I've been to Ireland a few times now to watch games now, and I've met people there, and it's what the clubs offer, because it's volunteer-led. There's no cost. It's amazing. The community benefits of this game that I've learned about are incredible.
Yeah, you don't do anything for a thank you. You don't do anything for a pat on the back. And the GAA will always be accessible to anyone, no matter what their background, what their income is. Yeah.
Yeah. Marvellous that. So obviously you're in off season, and you said potentially January, February you'd be the season would start again with training. So if someone was interested and did want to come along and help out, either play inside or behind the scenes, how would they go about doing that?
So over the winter we've got a few things lined up, like a few social events to get people to meet one another again. So we'll gather up, so we'll have hopefully new faces will come down. We'll do a recruitment drive over social media through word of mouth, students talking to other students, and if someone wants to get involved, probably would be the best avenue would be to message our Instagram page or Facebook page, message the social media team. They will pass it on to whoever needs that information, and then we'll get in touch.
And I think I did have a quick search earlier, and if anyone is interested, all you need to do is put Cardiff GAA in, and I think that the first link comes up is your Instagram page, and then I think the second or third one is your Facebook page. Anyone can can find the links to the links to the clubs there. So go for what's sort of the obviously bringing it into the Vale, what's the grand plan for Gaelic football in the Vale?
Yeah, my plan over the next academic year now is to get into as many schools as possible to offer free 6-week coaching blocks, like I've done at High Street, like it's going to happen at St Helens and Romilly, and hopefully get more youth players registered, hopefully get more players who want to come and join in the sessions in Cardiff, which we run on Sunday mornings, and to really build up the club. But I'm just lucky that I have Wednesdays available to go into school, so I'd encourage any schools who are listening, primary up to years, maybe 7, 8, 9 in high schools, to get in contact. And again, you can do that through the website, or
I put a lot of things out on Twitter X, which is at Barry Gaelic. So if anyone's interested in getting contact with me there as well.
Yeah. I would just encourage anyone to take up on that offer. As a primary school teacher myself in Cardiff, I know how difficult it is to get external coaches in, especially free of charge. And with a sport like this and with Matt's enthusiasm, I just think it's brilliant. It's a brilliant opportunity for as many primary schools to get involved in this.
It's a free PE lesson I'm offering. I'm offering free PE lessons. So any teachers, that's an hour out where you can sit down, have a coffee, leave it to me.
And you talk a lot about sort of the primary school age of, of getting the children involved. Is there, I know in football there's certain age ranges that people can't play play above, or they have to be older than. Is that the same in Gaelic football?
Yes, so Gaelic football will run from under, like, actually if you think of in Ireland, there'll be under six teams. There's under six, eights, 12s, and it'll go up in twos up until under 18. Okay. So that's called minor level, and then you'll go into the senior ranks once you turn 18 years old. We're obviously not in a position where we can offer coaching to every age group, which is why we're focusing on primary school, because that's the position that we're in at the minute. But ultimately we would love to have to build on this and have coaches at every level and every age group.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, as you said, I think it's a fantastic opportunity for children of the Vale to actually take up a sport that's not sort of mainstream given as well.
Yeah.
And you know, you might find that you take up the sport and it's something that you really enjoy. So for most of you, I would say if there's any schools interested, then really sort of reach out to Matt or to Tiernan and see what they can do to get a PE lesson in.
I mean, I would say as teachers, you know, we want more children playing more sport. It's crucial. Children need to be playing more sport. So it may be that not everyone is going to get into this sport. There may be one or two in each school, in each class, who are going to get into this, and they'll find their thing, they'll find their sport, and that's what we're offering.
Yeah. And I always think there is a sport out there for someone, and if you haven't found it, it's because you're not doing the right sport.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's always been my philosophy with sport.
Mm.
So, Tiernan and Matt, thank you for coming in and talking to me about it.
Thank you, Diolch.
I would say, I would hope that you'll come back in maybe when the season starts and you come back in and talk to us a bit more, and we can see how the project's going in the Vale with the children, and I can, maybe I'll come along and I'll see how some of your practices go along.
Good man. We'll look forward to seeing you down there. Yeah. We're always looking for goalkeepers.
You've obviously seen how I move. As long as I don't have to run too far, then that's me sorted on there. But yeah, again, thank you for coming down. And anyone who is interested, then, as I said, just all you need to do is search Cardiff GAA on social, on any search platform, and the social media sites come up on there. So again, thank you again.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Mike.
So that was Matt and Tiernan giving me the lowdown about Gaelic football. And I will say, when I was talking to them, their enthusiasm for the sport, it was actually infectious. And you can just see the passion they have for the sport. And, you know, I think it's a new and different sport. So if you are interested in that, then I would definitely say search them up on their social medias and see about getting involved. And if you've got a sports team, sports club, or sports event that you would like mentioned here at Bro Radio during the sports show, then all you need to do is get in touch at sport@broradio.fm, and potentially I could be showcasing your sport here as well. Next up here on Bro, it's the evening show.
This is Bro Radio.
Eisiau gwybod am y gwasanaethau iechyd a lles sydd ar gael i chi yn eich ardal leol ac ar draws Cymru, ewch i edrych ar Dewis Cymru heddiw. O glybiau ieuenctid i grwpiau cerdded. Dosbarthiadau ymarfer corff. Help gyda siopa. Mae Dewis Cymru yn cynnig dolenni a chysylltiadau cyffredol a grwpiau, digwyddiadau, gwasanaethau cymorth a gofal lleol a all helpu i wella eich iechyd a'ch lles. Dysgwch am yr holl ffyrdd gall Dewis Cymru eich helpu chi a chanwyliaid yn dewis.cymru heddiw.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it.
Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
Halloween means thrills and chills aplenty for kids of all ages at Fornmon Castle. From the 19th to the 31st of October, on selected days we've family daytime Halloween events with haunting live shows, spooky fun in the Skeleton Garden, a creepy story trail and a not-so-scary scare run. And every day from 5 till 9, those who fancy a scream can join us for a night filled with hidden surprises and our Monster Bash Halloween Ball. Halloween fun at Fonmon Castle. Book tickets at fonmoncastle.com.
Part of your community since 2009.
The Vale's local radio station.
On FM, DAB+, online, mobile and smart speaker. This is